Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rebirth in Early Buddhism and Current Research by Bhikkhu Anilayo is a compact scholarly study of the Buddhist doctrine of rebirth that moves between early canonical sources and modern debates. Written by a monastic who is also an academic specialist in early Buddhist texts. The book aims to clarify what the earliest strata of Buddhist teachings actually present about rebirth, and how those presentations connect with central doctrines such as dependent origination and karma. It then situates these teachings within the long history of Buddhist and non-Buddhist disputes about what continues after death and what counts as evidence. A distinctive feature of the work is its careful, non-polemical engagement with contemporary research and reported cases sometimes cited in support of rebirth, treated as material to be assessed rather than as proof texts. Throughout, the emphasis is on clear distinctions, responsible reasoning, and a balanced stance that avoids both automatic belief and reflexive dismissal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rebirth as presented in the earliest Buddhist discourses. A central task of the book is to outline how rebirth appears in the early Buddhist record, especially the Pali Nikayas and their parallels in the Chinese Agamas. Instead of treating rebirth as a later cultural add-on or as a vague metaphysical claim, Anilayo reads it as interwoven with early Buddhist descriptions of the human predicament and the path of practice. This includes the way birth and death frame the problem of suffering and the urgency of liberation, while also functioning as reference points for ethics and motivation. The comparative approach matters because it helps readers see where themes are stable across collections and where later interpretive tendencies may have shaped presentation. The result is not a simplistic summary, but a guided tour of what the early texts do and do not say, including the care they take to avoid reifying a permanent self while still speaking about continuity across lives. By foregrounding early sources, the book sets a baseline for evaluating later doctrinal developments and for assessing what modern discussions are actually disagreeing about. Secondly, karma and intentionality as the engine of continuity, Anilayo repeatedly highlights that early Buddhism places intentional volition at the center of karma, and that this framing is crucial for understanding rebirth without sliding into fatalism or magical thinking. In this perspective, what matters ethically is not ritual status, inherited purity, or deterministic cosmology, but the repeated shaping of mind through intention, action, and habit. That emphasis also influences how rebirth is interpreted. The continuity involved is not a transmigrating soul, but a causal stream in which intentions condition future experience. By stressing intentionality, the book links the rebirth doctrine to practice-oriented concerns, such as the cultivation of wholesome mental qualities and the reduction of craving and ignorance. This helps explain why rebirth is not merely an exotic belief claim in early Buddhism, but part of a broader analysis of causality and responsibility. Anilayo also uses this focus to correct common misunderstandings, including the idea that karma is a single cause producing a single effect, or that it functions as a simplistic moral scoreboard. The topic therefore becomes an entry point into early Buddhist moral psychology. Thirdly, dependent origination and the problem of identity. The book connects rebirth with dependent origination, the early Buddhist account of how suffering arises and is brought to cessation. This connection matters because dependent origination offers a way to speak about continuity without positing an unchanging essence that survives death. Anilayo explores how early Buddhist teachings can deny a permanent self, while still discussing the conditional arising of birth, aging, and death, and the conditions that keep the process going. Readers are guided toward a nuanced middle rejecting both annihilationism, the view that nothing continues in any meaningful sense, and eternalism, the view that a fixed entity persists unchanged. The analysis clarifies why debates about rebirth often hinge on implicit assumptions about personal identity. By returning to early formulations, the book shows how early Buddhism frames the issue primarily in terms of causal patterns and conditioned processes. This also has interpretive consequences for meditation and insight practice, since the investigation of experience is meant to reveal conditionality directly. In this way, rebirth is treated as one thread within a broader explanatory framework rather than as an isolated doctrine defended on authority alone. Fourthly, historical and modern debates, including the role of confirmation bias, Anilayo does not present rebirth as a doctrine that has always been understood in one uniform way. Instead, he surveys debates about rebirth across Buddhist history and into modernity, where the topic is shaped by encounters with scientific naturalism, secular reinterpretations, and apologetic defenses. A key contribution is the attention to how people evaluate evidence and how confirmation bias can operate on all sides. Believers may too quickly treat striking reports as decisive, while skeptics may dismiss anomalous data without adequate engagement. By making this epistemic problem explicit, The book encourages readers to notice the difference between having a worldview and testing claims within it. This section also helps explain why rebirth becomes a fault line in contemporary Buddhist communities, especially those balancing devotion, practice, and modern intellectual commitments. Rather than urging adherence to a party line, Anilayo models a method distinguished textual claims from later interpretations. Distinguish philosophical positions from empirical questions, and keep track of which assumptions are doing the real work in an argument. The outcome is a more disciplined conversation about what can reasonably be asserted and what should remain open. Lastly, contemporary research and reported cases as material for careful assessment. One of the book's most distinctive moves is to consider contemporary research and reported phenomena that some interpret as evidence for rebirth. Anilayo treats this material in a measured way, neither ridiculing it nor using it as a shortcut to certainty. He discusses modern lines of inquiry that intersect with questions of consciousness and survival, including reports surrounding near-death experiences, as well as specific case material that has circulated in Buddhist contexts. The point is not to replace early Buddhist doctrine with paranormal claims, but to examine whether any contemporary evidence meaningfully supports, challenges, or refines how the topic is approached. This also serves a pedagogical function, showing readers how standards of evidence and alternative explanations should be weighed. By repeatedly qualifying what such cases can and cannot establish, Anilayo keeps the discussion aligned with the book's broader stance of interrogation rather than polemic. For practitioners, the value lies in learning how to hold extraordinary claims with both openness and restraint. For scholars and critical readers, the value lies in seeing a Buddhist monastic author engage modern material without abandoning textual rigor or collapsing into either credulity or dismissal. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want a serious, text-grounded understanding of rebirth without being pushed into a predetermined verdict. Scholars of Buddhist studies will appreciate the careful attention to early sources and the comparative orientation that keeps interpretations accountable to more than one canonical witness. Practitioners, especially those committed to early Buddhist meditation and ethics, will benefit from the way rebirth is tied to karma, intentionality, and dependent origination, which reframes the doctrine as part of a practical analysis of causality rather than a standalone metaphysical creed. Readers who are skeptical but curious will find an approach that respects critical inquiry, explicitly addresses confirmation bias, and treats modern case material as something to evaluate rather than to weaponize. Compared with many books on rebirth that either defend belief devotionally or reject it on philosophical preference, Anilayo distinguishes levels of discourse textual description, philosophical interpretation, and empirical assessment. That layered method is what makes the work stand out in its category. It offers a disciplined map of the terrain, showing where early Buddhist teachings are clear, where later debates complicate matters, and where contemporary research raises questions worth considering, all while maintaining a tone of intellectual honesty and practical relevance. If you would like to support Anilayo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.